So tonight I wanted to talk about freedom of mind and freedom from mind. So the mind likes to feel free, right? It doesn't like to be constrained. That can be one of the difficulties in meditation, especially in the beginning, or even at the beginning of any meditation, even if you've been meditating for a long time. When you first begin to meditate, and when you first introduce the intention of restraining your mind, it can feel a little bit, you know, like there's a little bit of resistance from the mind because it wants to not feel confined. You know, it wants to be able to roam out in whatever way it wants. It feels the impulse to roam out. Roam over its own mental, you know, mindscape. And it can feel a little bit like it's being boxed into a little dark room when you decide to not entertain your thoughts and not follow them and not energize them. But often what the mind is actually doing when it's roaming around is it's not really being free, right? It's actually going over grooves that it's gone over many, many, many times. So it's not really free, usually, ordinarily. But it has certain patterns that it's in the habit of being concerned about or referring to. And as we've talked about before, these patterns, part of the reason why we get into mental patterns is because those mental patterns then become not necessarily conscious, but definite aspects of our identity, meaning of ego. So we tend to, there tends to be an unconscious need to play those tapes again and again in our head. Because if we don't, there is underlying, underneath that is this unconscious fear that we will be, we will go away, we'll be annihilated, we'll be destroyed because our center, our identity won't be maintained if we don't do that. So there's a, we may not understand that intellectually, but sooner or later, if you sit with meditation enough, you can start to get in touch with that, that fear of the unknown, that fear of space that would come from letting go of the mental tapes. So it's almost like, the mind feels like it's in a little prison when it gets constrained, and what it wants to do is kind of travel outside that prison into the mental scape wherever it wants to go. But where it tends to go is, tends to be well-traveled pathways. And if we want to, open up the potential for new pathways, in other words, if we want to, for creativity to allow something different, something new to happen in the mind so that we can break out of the well-worn pathways of the mind into something that's truly creative or insightful, then it's useful to, there's a few different ways you can do that. One way is to shift your identification with the mind that wants to be free to the space that it wants to roam in. So when you constrain your mind and put it in that little box, it feels at first like it's being constrained in a little box. But sooner or later, your sense of identity can shift from the mind that wants to roam to the space that it wants to roam in. And you start to feel you start to notice that you actually aren't in that box. Your mind can be in that box, but And as long as you're identified with your mind, you feel like you're in that box. But if you sit with it for a while, you starts to shift. And you start to feel that actually you don't need, your mind doesn't need to roam around, because you already are the spaciousness that it roams around in. There's a sense of expansiveness that has no border to it, which is your awareness, from which all the mind arises. And from that spaciousness, once you start introducing thought into that, there can be a freeing up of your thought, and there can be a creativity that isn't normally there if you're just constantly identified with the mind. Yeah. So that's one way to do it. The other way to do it is, we talked about this last week. Another way to do it is to deliberately let your mind play those old tapes, and to go into the old tapes with energy and force, and feel the suffering of it, feel the angst of the quest of the unanswerable questions that it brings up. You know, why did it have to be this way? Why did that happen? You know, the angst that the mind generates from not being able to answer these antagonizing questions that often become the tapes that go in the background. If we go into them deliberately and sit with them and go into the negativity of them, literally, you know, and just follow them and follow them and follow them, then at some point you can break out of them and something new can come. Something new, which is new not just because it's an answer that you hadn't thought of before, but because it actually provides a totally different angle of looking at it, right? When you're asking a question, when there's something that's bothering you, that's creating angst, then that pattern of the mind that's asking often is wanting or is seeking some kind of answer. But the answer that you get from this type of inquiry is often not not an ordinary answer, but something that actually frees you from that mind narrative altogether, puts you on a completely different level of thinking. And that's called revelation, right, or inspiration.